This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome to the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Yesterday, we were right on the edge of this heavy rain. And if you were watching radar, I checked throughout the day, it had moved just to the east of the city. Here's the difference, Paul. 0.4 inches of rain in West Mifflin. And then Somerset, 2.57 inches of rain, because they were under a constant rainfall for much of the day. But the difference between the city here and then parts west and then east and southeast, where the major flooding in Somerset County in particular.
And it struck me, or it came as a surprise to me, because up where I live in northwestern Allegheny County, southern Butler County, there really wasn't a lot of rain.
No, the sun came out at one point, and it actually turned out to be a pleasant evening. But just off to the east and then southeast, it kept raining.
We had Joe Lundberg on yesterday talking about this, and he accurately predicted what occurred in the Highlands.
Some other things going on. How about the whole idea for legalized gambling in the state of Pennsylvania? Some people said, well, that'll never pass. That'll never happen. And, of course, it has long since. It started as a way to help save the horse racing industry.
I remember that.
Harness racing.
I thought the premise was really a cover story, didn't you?
Yeah, because that was the only legalized gambling was betting on the ponies. In this case, harness racing, which still is going on at the Meadows. And there's the casino there, the live casino downtown, or in Westmoreland, Rivers Casino in the city here. But before that, there was a network in bars and restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Skill games.
To play these games,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, video games.
Well.
Video poker.
400-plus devices have been seized from bars, gas stations, convenience stores. Am I that naive? I never paid that close attention.
I have not heard, Larry, about a roundup of this magnitude before. This is
ever.
This is right on the radar, brand new to me.
Even before legalized gambling came to bear. So they're charging these owners with felonies for having these illegal gambling devices. And speaking of gambling, this has been going on in baseball for a long time. And yesterday, to many, a big surprise. With that story from CBS, Jim Axelrod.
Pete Rose got in death what he wanted but never got the last 35 years of his life. A possible pathway to baseball's Hall of Fame. Rose, baseball's all-time hit leader.
Getting thrown out of baseball.
And shoeless Joe Jackson.
It was like having part of me amputated.
And who died in 1951. Portrayed here by actor Ray Liotta in Field of Dreams, about the infamous 1919 Chicago White Sox team, were both banned from baseball for their involvement in gambling scandals.
After the famed White Sox fielder, shoeless Joe Jackson, confessed his guilt, it's said that one weeping fan of his cried out, "Say it isn't so."
Today, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said Rose and Jackson were among 16 players and one former owner removed from the list of those ineligible for the Hall. In a statement, Manfred wrote, "Obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game." The earliest the now eligible players can be considered is December 2027. Plenty of time for arguments to rage, not about can they be inducted into the Hall, but should they be. And here's a beautiful little piece of cosmic amusement. The team Pete Rose is most closely associated with is the Cincinnati Reds, the team he was managing when he ran into gambling trouble with Major League Baseball. The Reds play who else? The Chicago White Sox, shoeless Joe's team in 1919, known in baseball history as the Black Sox because of their gambling scandal. Jim Axelrod, CBS News, New York.
And he's right. The conversation, I'm sure, will be, should Pete Rose in this case? I don't think a lot of people, shoeless Joe doesn't really resonate with people, but Pete Rose does.
Let the sports writers argue all they want about it. I'm at the point now where I'm fatigued. But in the report, did I hear correctly that it was Manfred who said that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe were gone and no longer a threat to baseball?
Originally.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, I would just like to editorialize on this one rare occasion. May I?
Sure.
The real threat to Major League Baseball is Rob Manfred.
Wow. Stop there, Paul.
Stop. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. There are many conversations that will go on about this. So there's two different. So a player's play on the field evaluated for Hall of Fame performance. And then
you get this morals thing, right?
Then there's a morals thing. And in this case, illegal, certainly at the time, and certainly troubling if you're betting on baseball that you're playing in or managing.
And I guess it's by degree. For example, I view the people who were using steroids back in the day as a different thing
than
gambling on a game or fixing a game like these two people who've been reinstated. We're talking about Jackson and Rose. Rose was betting on games he was managing, for crying out loud, and Shoeless Joe threw a game in the World Series. He just fixed it.
Yes. So
the World Series, this is, we're talking about. So
pretty egregious.
I see that as very different, don't you?
Yeah, the steroid thing is physical enhancement based on, you know, medical technology at the time that enhanced their performance. So how do you separate out? Barry Bonds is one of the greatest players of all time.
Yep, right.
Yet, Mark McGwire, some of these other guys, should they be allowed to be Hall of Famers?
I don't know how to answer that question. I really don't. Let's throw the Houston Astros when they were stealing signs in the World Series, and they did so well. You know, there's again, they were taking full advantage and enhancing their performance with information, right?
There'll be a lot of conversations.
I mean, but did they take the World Series away from them? No.
Just like the ones we're having now. After all these years, I mean, with Shoeless Joe's family's probably like...
Yeah, so the debate rages on. It would rage either which way, but this has just knocked it up a level, right?
Yeah, and the conversation continues. Percent complete.
Man, the pictures that they took yesterday and published and showed on television, beautiful.
Oh, it's spectacular. I mean, and people are going to be blown away.
I mean, it's just the feeling that I would get. I can't imagine what it's like in person, but it's just so open and airy.
It is. And a lot of thought went into that and how they will funnel people on the way in to what is essentially a mini version of the Fort Pitt Tunnel. So you walk through this little tunnel into the existing terminal that they're sprucing up in all kind of different ways too, including new bathroom facilities on some of the gates. It's going to be different. But the main goal was to streamline the process to get you to the airside. And they're going to eliminate the tram, which they're basically holding together with duct tape safely.
Really?
Of course. Yeah, Rich Fitzgerald's going to be in the next hour, and we'll talk about the airport. That was his baby. I think if you ask Rich the 12 years he served as Allegheny County Executive, one of the things he has to be most proud of, and there are many accomplishments, is the airport.
Well, rightfully so. You know, I would also say it's kind of hard to tell when you're flying in and out. It's kind of hard to tell what all they're doing because it's kind of obscured by, you know, white plyboard and
right.
sheets of plastic, and you can't really see what's going on. So the reveal's going to be fun, and they're going to have an open house, which I really like that.
They actually, it's an engineering marvel because, for the most part, you've been uninterrupted in the process of doing this while you're still flying passengers at a record rate. Somebody goes, well, where is this new airport? It's on the air side. Think of it as an X.
Right, and it's in one corner of that X now.
Right. The gates A, B, C, and D are a big X. And then right in between, closest to where you would come in by the tram, they built this whole new area that's
and they can do that. They can bring it right up to the concourses close to it because it's not necessary to have all those gates anymore without a hub.
Right.
So you can drop gates and make better use of the space that's there. And two of the quickest things that I can think of right off the bat that I'm going to appreciate. Number one is getting to my plane more quickly without a tram ride and getting my bags sooner when I get back.
I'm auditioning for the voice of the walkways.
You should be the voice we hear.
This walkway is coming to an end. This walkway is coming to an end. This walkway is coming to an end. I don't think I'll get it.
Watch your step.
Watch your step.
And, of course, we could probably hear you in the restrooms. That would be nice. Welcome to the restrooms at Pittsburgh International.
Please wash your hands, you filthy. Because you're going to be touching everything.
I love it.
All right. I got a story for you. Apple, did you hear about this yesterday? Settled a huge lawsuit that claimed it was secretly recording iPhone users and then sending what they said to advertisers. If you have an iPhone, you know what I'm talking about. This happened all the time where you're talking about whatever and an ad for it pops up as part of your social media platform on your phone. Well, that was a no-no. Which explains if you were talking about Mexican food, next thing you know, you're getting an ad for a Mexican restaurant and so on. So what do you think your privacy's worth? According to Apple's lawyers, about $100.
Wow.
That's the maximum
what?
You can claim for.
Which is chump change when you look at the revenue that's going through places like Apple and Google.
I'm tired of these companies stealing everything, and they get a little slap on the wrist. And right. then,
that's exactly what that is, a little slap on the wrist.
What I'm not hearing is we're going to stop doing this. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. Let me see.
By the way,
26,000 pages.
The last one I signed up for where I was in a class action suit with a whole bunch of other people, I can't remember the company and why I got a check, but I did get a check for $11.73.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
So, and they make it so complicated to try to file, you know. For
oh my gosh. Even if you subscribe to like a new, I don't know if you guys have been sucked in. We talked about this at one point. But like Paramount Plus, you want to watch something and it goes, you can only watch with the add-on of Paramount Plus.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yep.
I've done that where I subscribe and I'm like, you know what? I'll just unsubscribe before XYZ. You go and it's a hassle to unsubscribe for that. It's ridiculous.
I mean, there are, in fact, I'll tell you, here's one. A friend of mine signed up for an online dating and matchmaking service.
Right.
And I'll leave their name out right now.
Farmersonly.com.
No. But when you sign up for one particular package, you can't quit. In other words, you buy an entire year and you'll be billed about $225, $250 a quarter, right? And they tell you when you're signing up, if you try to back out, you can't. We're going to keep billing you.
Well, that needs to be addressed.
I mean, if someone finds...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Somebody. And they start dating and don't need the service anymore. Why would you continue to pay for that?
Wow.
Right? That's a ripoff.
Man. Yeah.
There's so many of those.
Well, there's a class action suit there. But I'm going to, yeah.
It's so difficult to unsubscribe to some of these things.
Yep.
To your point, even just the streaming services.
Insane. And they most of them don't even get a slap on the wrist. They just get away with it.
Well, here's one. So you're watching on your smart TV and you want to cancel there. No, you got to go to the website, right?
Right.
And then you got to navigate your way through all the, you know, ins and outs before you finally find the one page.
Exactly.
That's buried way in the back.
This is so aggravating. I may go back to dumb TV. Tired of these smart TVs. They're smarter than me.
No question.
Choosing us coming up in our next hour. Looking forward to our conversation with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. We got a lot of ground to cover, we usually do, and always learn something about what's going on. And also going to ask him about the airport and its progress. Yesterday, we talked to the owner and founder of Blueberry Pharmacy. He's a pharmacist and founder of that company, to try to get a sense of, after the executive order signed by President Trump on his way to Saudi Arabia, he's giving the drug companies 30 days to check their pricing. And so I want to thank Dr. Kevin Wong for introducing us to our next guest. Robert Popovian is a clinical pharmacist, a health economist, and an expert in drug pricing and affordability access. So Robert, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So when you first heard this executive order was going to be signed, and now it is, I think all of us are wondering, okay, what's the economic impact for each family and individuals, and what will the drug companies do? How is this going to roll out, do you expect?
Well, we'll have to see how it rolls out, first of all, but it will have implications for everyone. It will have implications on the revenue model of the pharmaceutical industry. It will have implications on patients, because of if they are walking into a pharmacy and they have a deductible or they have no insurance, they may pay less. And it has significant implications for others within the whole, what we call the middlemen, specifically pharmacy benefit management companies, state Medicaid programs, state Medicare programs, so on and so forth, hospitals, physicians, pharmacies. So everybody's going to be impacted from a revenue standpoint. We will have to wait and see. Remember, the federal government has limited ways they can impact the pricing. They can impact the pricing specifically on Medicare, which they already can do through the Inflation Reduction Act, but they have very little way of impacting it on the commercial side. So it will definitely help seniors, but we'll have to see long-term what happens with the rest of us.
Yeah, from what I'm hearing from experts that I have tried to reach out to, it's the middlemen that's the real issue. Can you explain kind of how that works currently for a pharmacy? And who are these middle men and women?
Middle men and women, that's interesting. Yes, so you're absolutely correct. The data is very clear. In the brand sector, so branded medicines, whenever brand company sells a drug, let's say they make a sell a drug for $100, they only book about 50 cents out of that, 50%. So they only make $50. So the other $50 goes somewhere else. Who that somewhere else is primarily the pharmacy benefit management companies and now the insurers, because they own each other. So there's four major pharmacy benefit management insurer conglomerations or oligopolies in the United States that control about 90% of the market. And that's CVS Health and CVS Caremark, OptumRx, United Healthcare, Cigna, Express Scripts, and Humana, which has its own pharmacy benefit management company. They get a lion's share of that $50 or that 50%. And the whole premise is that they get that money as a kickback to be able to cover the medicine, whether they put it on a formulary, which is the different tiers, you know, if a lower tier patient pays less, higher tiers, they pay more. And they pass on some of those kickbacks back to either employers, the federal government, or the state government. The problem is that we don't know how much is collected in total and how much is passed back because of this oligopoly and the black box effect that is in place where nobody in the world knows how much is money is exchanged. We all think we know, but we don't. Federal government doesn't, neither does the state government nor any commercial employer and everybody else. So that's who the middleman is. And because of the way that they work, if you think about it, if they make 50% of the retail price of the medicine, that means it is to their benefit to have higher prices and better margins.
That's the problem right there. Just as a citizen, I'm going, there's one of the issues. Is it encourages them to keep prices high, right?
Absolutely. And that's the one of the proposals that I've put out multiple times is that the services of these PBMs should be based on a flat fee, not a percentage. As soon as you do that, the incentive goes away for them just to cover higher price medicines because they provide better margins for them. So this rebate contracting, unless rebate contracting goes away, we're going to be circling the drain because we're going to keep enticing people to have higher prices in the marketplace.
Well, that said, before you go, you're a clinical pharmacist. What is the difference between a clinical pharmacist and a pharmacist?
Not much. I mean, what I do, most of my work was in academia and in hospital setting in infectious diseases. So it was primarily doing research. But the training is the same. It's just that we do a little bit of a different work than, let's say, a retail pharmacist who works with patients directly in the community setting.
Well, if you don't mind, Robert, may reach out again as this thing unfolds in the next 29 days now since the executive order was signed. We'll see where it takes us.
Absolutely. Anytime. And, you know, I work with the Pioneer Institute. We're doing a lot of work on this, and we are going to unveil a tool that's going to allow patients and anyone, policymakers, to see what is the implications of the previous administration's drug price control program, the Inflation Reduction Act. Just to let you know, patients are going to pay and ending up paying more money actually out of pocket because of that.
Robert, thank you. Safe travels, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
Robert Popovian, who is a expert in drug pricing, spending, affordability, and access, as you heard. And he's one of our go-to guys now in this world. So we'll see where it takes us. Coming up, we're going to find out from State Senator Jay Costa what's going on with this. A bill passed to overhaul the state's election laws. And joining us, State Senator Jay Costa. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So can you give us a kind of a sense of, you know, we got primary coming up next Tuesday. First of all, is any of this going to affect the primary this year?
No, it will not affect the primary this year. And if we're able to get some consensus around this piece of legislation, likely may go into effect for the fall election.
Okay. And what is the, genesis of this reform? What changes have been made?
Well, there have been a number of changes over the last several years that have been recommended by what was called the Election Law Advisory Committee, which consisted of election directors from around the Commonwealth, Democrat, Republicans, and a variety of other election experts who recommended a series of changes. And these are some of the changes that came out of that. Probably the most notable is something called pre-canvassing to allow for the ballots to begin to be tabulated long before the election morning, maybe 1 week out or so that the election results could be more timely, which I think a lot of people were concerned about over the years, given the volume of mail-in balloting. But there's other things that are here as well that clarify the law with respect to, for example, dating of mail-in ballots. Also looking at drop boxes and bringing clarity to whether or not it's permissible and to what extent security needs to be provided and a variety of those other things. And it's also providing for some additional earlier in-person voting to take place at certain places.
What about voter ID? I know the Republicans wanted voter ID, but that's not part of this bill, right?
That's correct. Voter ID was a separate measure that they're looking at, and we've been trying to get our arms around for a number of years. We did do this about 12 or 13 years ago, and the court found that it was too onerous of a piece of legislation, and they struck it down. So we're trying to find that right balance, what would constitute an appropriate identification for voters to vote. And that's what we're struggling with right now, and I think that's what the holdup is with the voter ID law that was or changes that they had talked about. My expectation is that at the end of the day, when we do finally address this voter reform measure, and voter ID will be part of that conversation. The question is, what's going to constitute the degree of identification to warrant someone the ability to vote? The argument from Republicans has been that the standard was too low. Other folks want to see more identification that more closely ties a person not only to a name but also a location in terms of where they're voting. We just got to find the sweet spot, what's going to be appropriate level of identification. In the past, it was too restrictive. Folks say right now we need to do more than this legislation that's pending right now. But we'll have those conversations over the next couple of months to be able to figure out what actually needs to be done. And I do believe that we will have some consensus on all these measures as we go forward.
Really appreciate the important update, Senator. Thank you. And just don't use the federal government's real ID that took 20 years to as a model for getting voter ID done.
Thanks, Larry. We'll take it under consideration. Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate it. Safe travels. Senator Jay Costa on the Big K Morning Show.
And from the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, Penn State's board is recommending the closure of 7 branch campuses now. And that list includes New Kensington and Fayette. This would happen after the 26-27 spring semester.
This has a lot of people on edge trying to figure out when this final determination will be made. But looks like Shenango's on that list, too, from this side of the state.
Isn't that up by Youngstown, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The MLB commissioner has reinstated Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, making them eligible for the Hall of Fame. And USA Today baseball columnist Bob Nightingale.
I don't think it's a good decision. I really don't.
It'll just fuel the controversy, so that'll be a talk show topic.
And the Steelers' full regular season schedule will be released tonight by the NFL, coming up at 8 o'clock in what amounts to a prime time event.
And what we do know is September 28th, Steelers will host the Minnesota Vikings in Dublin, Ireland.
And I know somebody who will be there.
I'm really excited about that. I really am, just because it's fun. And I know that Steeler fans are going to take over Dublin. And that said, also, it looks like the Steelers will play, the Miami Dolphins. They got them at home. There's a whole list.
And you heard a rumor about the season opener?
Yeah, and that's part of the intrigue, is that they've had this rollout, and now we're going to find out if the Steelers, who haven't really opened the season at home and had an arduous schedule last year, if they get a break. So that's coming up. It'll be official tonight, but a lot of people will talk about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.